special coverage of Iran, and the fallout continues right now. It's a lot of wait and see. What's next? What's going to happen next? What's going to happen in the streets? What's going to happen, but you know what, behind the scenes with the clergy and those running the country? But this is what we have been seeing. Video, amateur video that's been coming to us because of the crackdown on the foreign press. We know at least 19 people were killed in yesterday's clashes between protesters and armed security forces. That 19, that number comes to us from sources we have at hospitals there in Iran.
And those forces that we've been talking about, those armed forces, include the Basij, which is a feared pro-government militia. One witness told us the situation is very dangerous and that the Iranian government is still enforcing an international media blackout. Well, we know that. It is very evident because we cannot even bring our own pictures or our own reports out of Iran. So much of the information and video that we're going to be passing along to you is indeed coming from citizens, citizen journalists inside Iran, many of whom are taking great risks to not only take part in these protests, but send us those images and those pictures. We do have some graphic video, though, that we have to bring to you right now, and some of it is just so bad that we do have to blur it out, and we want to give you a warning. It shows a woman bleeding on the streets of Tehran. Now, no one's sure of her real name. She's been referred to on Twitter just as Netta. So take a look. Again, this is very graphic video posted online Saturday. A blogger claimed the young woman was protesting with her father when the pro-government militia shot her in the heart. These pictures have been on Twitter, and people are just buzzing in the blogosphere about it this weekend. And there's so much interest that a discussion group is up and focused on Netta.
Let's take a listen to this chilling sound late at night in Tehran, Saturday night. That is the sound of what appears to be a home invasion. Security forces attacking apartment buildings in Tehran. We've heard about that happening throughout the week, that at night they go in, they break apart homes and cars and detain people. And you hear people screaming, they're coming on the balcony, they're coming in the terrace, go away, go away. Terrifying stuff there. Despite these threats, throughout the night, we got reports that protesters were screaming, Allahu Akbar, God is great, from the rooftops, a show of defiance against the Iranian regime. I got an email from a protester just about an hour ago. He said he was doing that, and somebody fired back at him, but they kept yelling, Allahu Akbar. Somebody was firing gunshots in retaliation, and he said he's going to go on and hold protests, try to hold protests today, this afternoon, and then again on Monday, a morning demonstration.